Getting ready to buy or sell a home in 30, 60, or 90 days? Then check out BundleSelect.com to find out how you could save 20% or more on your entire transaction. Save on real estate, lending, and title. With BundleSelect.com, technology and a personal concierge are at your service to save you time and money. Bundle Select's hand-picked team of experts will compete for your business, so you'll save thousands of dollars by bundling all of these services. BundleSelect.com gives you all the control, including using your own realtor. I'm Joe Kuchera with Real Estate Radio Live, and I have been on the radio educating consumers for years. By bundling services like real estate, lending, and title, you could save tens of thousands of dollars. Act now, and this new model could save you money on your move, lower your interest rate, or cover your closing costs. Visit BundleSelect.com. That's BundleSelect.com.
The estimated minimum savings are based on a comparison with a national average. Individual results may vary, and the estimated savings are not guaranteed. Bundle Select, Inc. is a licensed real estate broker. California Bureau of Real Estate Broker, license number 0046-6902.
Welcome to Real Estate Radio Live, an informative and engaging podcast discussing everything you need to know about the world of real estate. Your host, Joe Kuchera, provides you with insight and guidance on how to buy, sell, finance, and invest in real estate. He also offers real estate tax management strategies, new construction advice, home improvement tips, and much, much more. And now, to guide you around the world of real estate, here's your host and Real Estate Radio Live team leader, Joe Kuchera.
Welcome in. Good afternoon. Joe Kuchera with Real Estate Radio Live. Thank you again for continuing to follow the show. Those that are following us on Facebook, thank you for continuing to give us our feedback, the thoughts, the correspondence back and forth. We appreciate it very much. We are going to continue to innovate, give you more and more information, material, and much more to bring to you. As you know, that for the last almost 8 years, our focus has been education, information. What we're trying to do is develop some new strategies with some of the technology to allow us to bring these Facebook streaming live and really improve the way our podcast is coming together and the way we distribute that as well. And we'll continue to do that in an effort to bring more and more value to you, the consumer, is our promise, and we'll work really hard at that. Today we have Jack Russo back. He is not in studio, but he's in his offices in Palo Alto, so we are able to connect with him and do our ongoing series of really something starting in Silicon Valley, something new. We've been doing this in an effort to talk about what Jack does, he and his team at Computer Law Group, and working with entrepreneurs. Motivation is our topic today. We're going to jump into that in just a second. Before I bring Jack on, just a reminder, for more information, you can go to reradiolive.com. Also, be sure to download the podcast. That's way you could listen to the show at your convenience whenever you like and whenever you want. Jack, good to have you back in. How are you doing today?
Well, I've been sick. Actually, I'm home. You said I'm in my office.
Okay.
I'm actually in home. I've actually constructed a little radio booth in my in my home because my wife thinks my voice is too loud. So she said, you know, go back in the back office if you're going to have these loud phone calls, you know. And I like to tell the story about how, you know, we once had this guy who was in his 80s renting an office from us. And we said to him, why? You're in your 80s. He was a rich guy. And he said, yeah, I got to get out of the house. My wife didn't marry me to meet me up for lunch every day. You know, I got to get out of the house. And everyone complained about the guy's voice because they said all you would hear out of his office was, no, no, you can't do that. So, but she said, your voice is too loud. I said, at least I don't say no. I say yes most of the time. So we have this little back office thing, and I've been home sick. So thank you for allowing me to do a Zoom call. I actually finished using Zoom. So it feels like a Zoom day, a board meeting where, of course, I was supposed to fly to somewhere in Kansas City or somewhere. And I said, I can't get on a flight. I'm sick. And they said, okay, you can Zoom in. So literally 5 hours of Zoom.
Wow.
From about 8 o'clock this morning in a board meeting. And it just makes me see how people are able to leverage their time in magical ways with these new technologies.
Yeah, this is good stuff, by the way. And Zoom, there's several programs out there, but I found that they've done a very good job for a reasonable price. And it does enable you to bring people together when it's difficult to get everybody in a physical location, for sure. So the ongoing series today, Jack, we're going to talk a little bit about, you know, how do you evaluate the team, the CEO, and motivate. And we were talking a little bit before we came on. We spent so much time talking about you know, the idea, the intellectual property, raising the money, getting the right talent, all that stuff. But then there's so much here. And you bring up a good point is then what about, how do we do that? I mean, how do you find out if you have the right person? They might have a great idea, but are they the person to lead, to motivate? This is just a really a great topic.
It's a great topic, and most people don't realize that anyone that's evaluating your business is probably more evaluating you.
Right, right.
And the reality is when you go into a pitch meeting, you may think you have a perfect slide deck for a perfect presentation, but they're looking to see whether or not you put your tie on correctly and mm-hmm. whether or not your shoes are dirty or whether or not you're wearing a little too much jewelry or a little bit too flashy. I mean, I have to tell you, it's a little bit like doing jury work. Lawyers are amazed when I tell them the jurors are looking at stuff, and also clients are amazed. They're looking at stuff that I call the intangibles. Mm-hmm. And obviously, this is a question of being evaluated as to what your potential is for leading a business. And the reason it's a great topic is you kindly allowed me to be a moderator for a show. And I was lucky enough to have Steve King, who just started a company. And he did a great job explaining a very complex area that he's tackling. And there's a guy that's, you know, he's not a youngster. He's like me. And in fact, he said, oh, I've been doing this for 120 years. I corrected him because he's not that old. But I said, he's probably got 120 years of experience. And I say, he walked in saying, I want to do a new startup. And I looked at him and I said, Steve, most of us at our age, when they think about stuff, they say, I want to, like, find a new golf course or something.
Right.
Laughing that maybe you were on the golf course. And he said, no, I got a brilliant idea. And he was really and he remains very motivated to this idea that sales automation is going to change the world. And that fire in the belly is what you look for. And I look for it without age discrimination. Maybe I sound like I was being discriminatory, but I really look for that fire in the belly and whether the people really are or the individual leader is motivated to make a change for the betterment of the world, which is really the way he sees improving sales automation so people aren't wasting a lot of time dialing numbers.
Right. That's great. No, that was a great interview. I got a chance to catch it on my way back from the golf course, by the way.
Okay, and, excellent. No, it's always great re-listening to yourself because you wonder whether or not you're actually communicating well. And then, of course, the acid test is you listen to it in the car as you're driving with your wife listening and she's saying, you're just being too lengthy or you're not being short enough or crisp enough. So I learned some things from listening actually for a second or third time. And the point about motivation is in general, people have to expect that there are going to be challenges and the motivation has to carry them. Mm-hmm. And that's a really hard thing for people to fully appreciate that that's being evaluated at the earliest stages.
Right. Isn't it easy to, I guess the other test, Jack, is I'm thinking I've been through this myself too. We're going to, at one point, we need to talk about kind of the journey that you and I have taken and another group of people with Bundle Select. But as I think about this, it is one thing to come in really, really excited with the fire in the belly about an idea because it's so new and it's so fresh and you're so enthusiastic. And then it's quite another thing when the rubber hits the road, you start doing all the things that you've talked about in this series. A person could get worn down easy, right?
Oh, that's inevitable. I mean, you know, the movement from point A to point B, and the lesson or example I give is who would have imagined that Jeff Bezos would be sitting on top of this empire known as Amazon? I mean, I want to tell a short story, very short story about that. I was in business school with an individual who, she was the daughter of the guy who started Webvan. The reason I'm remembering this is my business school is having a reunion shortly.
Ah.
And in that reunion, they're going to bring back a bunch of people. We're probably all, well, we all much older now. And she told the story about how her dad had this great idea for delivering groceries. And it would all happen online. And this was before Amazon
taken
off. It really was. Amazon was just about books. Mm-hmm. Amazon was not about everything. And we all looked at it and said, no, people aren't going to want to, you know, rely on someone picking up groceries and fruits and vegetables. She said, no, it's going to happen. And, you know, Webvan was a great idea with a great team, but the market wasn't ready for it.
Yeah.
Boy, here comes Bezos with a great idea, with a great team. And the market actually does become ready, first with books, then with, you know, CDs, then with other products. And now it seems like everything is available on Amazon.
Yeah, I know we're talking about motivation, Jack, but is the message there for startups, as you say that, is it to be flexible and in the way of thinking and advice you take when you're starting your company? Because and oftentimes you start one direction, and when you start in that direction, maybe it takes you in another direction. You have to be open-minded. I mean, you said started Bezos, started doing books, and maybe the timing just wasn't right for that. And then the next thing, he continues to open that storefront, and he just does more and more. I mean, a lot of this is a lot of it just luck and timing sometimes too?
Well, I think luck plays a big role, but of course there are people that say, well, luck just seems to show up
as
people
are
more prepared. And the truth is you've got to have the right group that are really thinking in a synergetic way.
Right.
So their thoughts are combining so that one and one equals three to much greater value. And those thoughts deal with challenges in a better way than competitors deal with challenges. Because let's face it, there's always multiple teams. The minute you come out with an idea, there's probably 50 other people that are looking at it and trying to figure out if they can better it.
Right.
And indeed, you know, that's really where Steve has seen ideas dealing with sales automation. And he said, I can do this better. Mm-hmm. And I could combine things in a better way. Now, he's going to learn a lot along that journey, and he's going to have to react to it and be flexible about it and either fail fast, fail often, is what some people say, and learn from the failure.
Right.
Learn from what can we do different. That's why I love dealing with people like you who are serial entrepreneurs, because you failed enough to know that failure is part of the game.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And then you learn from it. And that itself is a statement about your motivation. And in general, what I like to do, although people laugh at me when I say this, is I think there's actually six or seven different elements for what drives motivation. Like the very first element, and it's going to sound corny to say this, is you got to actually be otherwise healthy in the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. That is, if you've got a problem, whether it's alcohol or drugs or whatever, marital problems, family problems, it's really hard to be focused and motivated.
Good point.
If your health, you know, you can just look at people who are not necessarily that healthy. Well, they're probably mostly not that motivated either. But let's say they are, sometimes they might be motivated because they just feel like they have to prove a point.
Mm-hmm.
That could be a form of motivation too. But in general, my criteria is number one, the person has to have taken care of themselves and really have their house in order. So I'd like to say, I'm going to give a presentation to a group over at Stanford, that your very first priority, the very first thing that you're the CEO is your health.
Right.
Don't expect a doctor. Don't expect a hospital. Don't expect somebody else to do it for you. You got to take care of yourself.
Right.
How you use time plays into that. How you choose to do things or not do things that are either helpful or not helpful. Mm-hmm. So that's the first element in this. And you're a good example because you look great. So that golfing stuff is really paying off.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you. But it actually, it's not the golfing that keeps me healthy. I have made a you know, we don't want to make this a health show, but I made a conscious effort a couple of years ago to change the way a lifestyle. I don't like diet. I don't like the word diet. It's a lifestyle. Yeah. So no, there's a lot to that. I agree with you because, and I would agree where that motivation comes from. You could be as motivated with you want if you're, but if you're really tired all the time or just don't have the energy and don't have the willpower to kind of get up and do that extra stuff. Because let's face it, the other thing we know about entrepreneurs, Jack, is it's not an 8-to-5 job.
No, no, it's not. And the guy that came in yesterday, he impressed me because A, you know, he seems very motivated, but B, he said, because he's coming up with something that's going to beat stock market returns. It's stealth at this point, but at some point I'll talk about it. And he's like, I'm up at 4 in the morning every morning because it's 7 in the morning or 3 in the morning because it's 6 in the morning in New York and the markets are going to open. And I got to be ready for those markets being open. And the European markets are open. And I'm like, what does your wife say to you? He's married. He's got kids. He said, she's used to this routine. Yeah. She accepts it. She supports it. So the second element after health is they've got to show some real intelligent interest in the subject. You are intensely interested in real estate. Mm-hmm. You're intensely interested in streamlining what you see. And you saw this before in the airline business. Right. So I've been with you long enough to know you see a lot of waste, a lot of slow activities that should happen a lot faster. And you want to fix them.
Right.
And you see a way to fix them. That's a huge insight that you are studying ways to fix something that you see as broken, that you've experienced as broken. That's the second factor to look at, and that VCs, angel investors, and others, including customers, will look at and say, is your solution, Bundle Select, is that solution going to get better and better over time so I can rely on it for every transaction I do?
Right.
Is he going to keep adding value to that? If you show that intense interest in fixing something that you know is broken and can get better. Bezos saw that the way books were being delivered was too slow, or the way books were being selected in bookstores was too random. He wanted to create a big catalog, and he did. It's still the way a lot of people get books.
Yeah. Let me hold you there. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back, and you can finish up on two and get through the rest of them. All right, we're going to take a quick break. This is Joe Cachero with, along with Jack Russo. He is via Zoom. We Zoomed him in here for the call, and we're going to take a quick break here. We'll be back with you. Those that are on Facebook, stick with us. We'll be back in about a minute. Thanks.
For more information on today's program, visit reradiolive.com. That's reradiolive.com.
Getting ready to buy or sell a home in 30, 60, or 90 days? Then check out BundleSelect.com to find out how you could save 20% or more on your entire transaction. Save on real estate, lending, and title. With BundleSelect.com, technology and a personal concierge are at your service to save you time and money. Bundle Select's hand-picked team of experts will compete for your business, so you'll save thousands of dollars by bundling all of these services. BundleSelect.com gives you all the control, including using your own realtor. I'm Joe Cachero with Real Estate Radio Live, and I have been on the radio educating consumers for years. By bundling services like real estate, lending, and title, you could save tens of thousands of dollars. Act now, and this new model could save you money on your move, lower your interest rate, or cover your closing costs. Visit BundleSelect.com. That's BundleSelect.com.
The estimated minimum savings are based on a comparison with a national average. Individual results may vary, and the estimated savings are not guaranteed. Bundle Select, Inc. is a licensed real estate broker. California Bureau of Real Estate Broker, license number 0046-6902.
Welcome back to Real Estate Radio Live. For more information on today's topic or guests, just visit reradiolive.com. That's reradiolive.com. Again, your host for today's edition of Real Estate Radio Live, Joe Cachera.
Welcome back in. Joe Cachera with Real Estate Radio Live. Thank you for continuing to follow the show. We appreciate that. We are linked up with Jack Russo as we try to do each and every week if we can, if our schedules permit. We're always talking about the different series and startups in Silicon Valley, starting something new in Silicon Valley. Today we're talking about, you know, the evaluation and motivation of an individual. It's one thing to start a company, have a great idea, but then, you know, is the leader motivated? How do they motivate others? And Jack's giving us his expertise. And I think, Jack, when we left, you kind of categorized it. I believe you said there's six kind of things to look for or to evaluate, and I think you were finishing up two.
Right. Yeah, there's six or seven, and it really depends on if people really want to think about this. They've got to keep their health up. I sometimes call that a health quotient or HQ. They've got to keep their intelligence up on the subject. That might be called IQ, but it's really specific intelligence on the area that they're trying to fix. An example is you're trying to fix real estate transactions, and you've got a great solution for that. Steve is trying to fix sales automation. He's got a great solution. Those solutions are going to improve over time. The market's going to adopt those solutions that succeed. You have to, and the third factor is you have to be good with customers. Mm-hmm. So you have to have a certain EQ with how you're dealing with customers. And you have to realize that everyone you meet potentially could be your next customer.
Yeah, good point.
It could be your next client.
Right.
There are a lot of lawyers that don't even get that. A lot of really smart people. A lot of people with advanced degrees who don't get the fact that everyone they meet is, maybe, or may lead them to their next opportunity, whatever that is. And it's amazing when you talk to young people, because you say to them, and a lot of them don't even realize that they should be on LinkedIn probably starting at high school.
Yep.
Certainly, I agree. Maybe by college, right? Because that network, had I done that, of course, LinkedIn didn't exist, you know, a little too old for that, but I'm a longtime LinkedIn user. And had I had the equivalent of LinkedIn going way back, I'd probably have a network of like 50,000 people one way or the other, because I've been involved in so many different things. The LinkedIn network I have is pretty big. But it can always grow over time. And when you bring the EQ to the table, so we know VC firms do this as well. They look at how good are you going to be with the customer? And sometimes they'll actually stage getting you a pretend customer.
Interesting.
So with Steve, before we did that little interview on your radio show earlier, I guess it was last week.
Right.
I said, Steve, I'll be your customer. Sell me.
There you go.
And he did. And he did. And he got it.
I love
and
it.
And he did. He did. He came to my office. He had his slide deck, and he said, this is what we can do. And I said, where are all these people that are going to do all this stuff? He said, I've got a collection of best practice technologies and teams behind them that I am knitting together into this collection of deliverables that becomes your new sales automation approach. I said, that's amazing. Can that really work? He said, absolutely. He said, look, you don't go and get water from a well anymore. You know, years ago, I guess probably even my parents might remember, there was this notion of pumping water into a well. You know, you have to go out and get the water.
Right.
Water comes to your tap.
Right.
We now have, you know, showers and flush toilets, right? This is the evolution of man. Electricity comes to your tap. He said, that's now happening in the field of sales automation technologies. They're all available. What's missing is someone to orchestrate them all. You might say that's the same thing that's true with what you provide.
I was just thinking the same thing, Jack, as soon as you said that, because you could have all the technology you want, and depending on the advancements and the degree of the service or your product you're talking about, you know, you really need to factor in what type of service or product you're delivering. What human element do you need?
That's true. And by the way, I should mention that even if you're applying for a job as an employee, these exact same motivational factors are part of the interview that anyone is doing. They're going to look at how healthy you seem to be. They want people that are healthy. They want people that are smart, that are interested in that particular field. They want people that have EQ to work with their clients and their customers. But then we get to the fourth level, or the fourth factor here, is they want people who are passionate, that are like you, who want to change something that's viewed as broken. Mm-hmm. And that passion plays right into motivation, mm-hmm. because with that passion comes, I'll learn everything I have to learn. I'll do everything I need to do. I'll manage my time so well to make sure I become a subject matter expert. You're mm-hmm. a subject matter expert now on real estate.
Right.
The latest books are suggesting minimum you have to have at least 10,000 hours.
Right.
I'm sure
right.
you have more like 30,000 hours in yeah. there as a subject matter expert.
Right.
And it continues to grow, right? Because
right.
you're doing it every day.
Yep, I sure am. Let's. I want to make sure we get through these six before we finish up the podcast.
Okay, so let me give you the other ones just
okay.
quickly. So you go from health to intelligence to emotional intelligence. So I call it HQ, IQ, EQ. You go to PQ, which is passion quotient. From there, you go to what I would call how motivated are you by money? I know that sounds pretty funny, but
yeah.
you know, if you get someone who's super rich and it sounds more like it's a hobby,
mm-hmm.
all the motivation might break down at the first challenge. So
yeah.
I actually look for people that are hungry, that actually want to make money
right.
and understand that if they're going to take investor money, they have to expect to give a return.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to have some degree of FQ or financial intelligence or financial quotient, some ability to say this will lead to a deliverable that people will buy and they will pay for.
Right.
Now, there's a bunch of people that are social entrepreneurs that don't care about money and their attitude is, I just want to change the world and improve it. That's fine. But it's not really about a business. It's much more about a nonprofit or much more about something that's going to do something without any revenue to it and
right.
without any reporting responsibilities, right?
Right.
And then maybe the last one, or there are a few others, but at least, you know, if you're going up the tree, they have to see that they want to devote a lengthy period of time to the journey.
Mm-hmm.
Because these things do not happen overnight. Bezos has been in this game now for 2+ decades,
mm-hmm.
and he's sitting on top of an empire. And the only way he stays on top of that empire is if he continues to apply himself. The same thing is true for a lot of other companies, Google included. They had to stay in the game. They had to stay involved. And those are good examples of companies where the founders
right.
have pretty much stayed involved.
Yeah, no, I would agree. Just a couple minutes left, you know, as you're going through this. I know we've talked about this before, Jack, but one of the things I recommend to when I run into people, depending on what age they I'm talking about what I'm doing, and they said, gee, I got this idea, or I thought, one of the shows that's just remarkable, and a lot of stuff you talk about, it mirrors it pretty well, is the Shark Tank on television. You know, these are all people that, if you look at their background, started from pretty much nothing, and they had an idea somewhere along the line and created it. And if a person just did nothing, not did nothing, but one of the things you do is you watch that show, you might get a good idea of what investors look for, ideas, you know, what they want when they come into that, and to be prepared. And there's some good illustrations in that show.
Well, what I just like about Shark Tank, and they've made a great show out of something that, you know, fundamentally is not really early
right, right. That's true.
They're more like private equity people.
That's
saying,
true. Right.
If I give you this loan, how much interest are you going to pay me?
Right.
Plus how much stock? So there are different characters that are worth cross comparing, because clearly there are a few of those sharks that look at it like, I like this kid. He's going to go somewhere. I'm willing to back him. So,
right.
so there's the guy who, what's his name from Texas that runs that basketball team?
Mark Cuban.
He's
yeah.
more entrepreneurial. He's more, this guy's going to do something. I want to partner with him. We'll get something right.
Yeah.
That's more entrepreneurial. But if you take Mr. Wonderful, I forget what his
yeah.
name is.
Yeah.
But he's like, how much money are you going to pay me tomorrow?
yeah.
If I give you this money today.
yeah.
And you look at it and say, how did this guy get on the show? This is not about, you know, that's not venture capital. That's vulture capital. That just feels wrong. And then there's a range of people in between those extremes that are looking for, you know, something that fits into what they know.
Yeah.
Like if they can add some value.
Right.
So there's a woman that knows
yeah.
how to sell stuff through Home Shopping Network.
Yeah, QVC. Yep.
She's like, I could sell this thing tomorrow on QVC. And of course, there are all these like hula hoop sort of things, but I suppose they have their life. For the kinds of business we're talking about, it tends to be something that is more at the early, early stage.
Right.
And you're going to, if you go to Shark Tank, you're probably going to go just for the publicity. And
yeah.
There are definitely people that use it just for the publicity.
That's true. Well, as we wrap up, quickly, Jack, give the listeners a quick review of the law firm and where they could reach you if they want more information about working with you and the team there at the law group.
So if you're healthy, smart, and motivated and have a lot of passion and know your stuff inside out because you've studied it and you really are ready to make a true commitment for what it takes to grow a business, call us. I'm at 650-327-9800. It's jrusso, J-R-U-S-S-O, at computerlaw.com. And I'd love to talk to you. We help founders, teams, entrepreneurs, growth companies, public companies. I mean, the whole range of companies. We've helped lots of companies go from pure idea to IPO, literally, to the point where we are even helping them as they grow as a public company.
Well, yeah, and I'll finish it by just letting the audience know that those who have been following the show for almost 8 years. I've known Jack for 20 years. He and his team do remarkable work. They work with people, as he mentioned, if you're motivated, you got a good idea, they're willing to take a chance, work with you. There's not a whole lot of attorney groups and lawyer groups that will do that. And this is really imperative if you have an idea and you want to start somewhere and you really want to have the energy and the background that Jack and his team has. I would recommend, yeah, and he's on our website as well, so if you happen to miss this information here on this show, you could always go to reradiolive.com, and he's permanent fixture under the legal services on our website. All right, Jack, well, we'll do this again next week sometime.
Great. Thanks, Joe. Thanks for letting me call in. I appreciate it. Bye.
Yeah. Hope you're feeling better.
I will.
This is Joe Cachera with Real Estate Radio Live. Thanks again for Jack Russo for tuning in, calling in, I should say, today. It's always a great show with Jack. For more information, go to reradiolive.com. Take care until next time. Have a great afternoon.
You've been listening to Real Estate Radio Live. For more information on today's program, visit reradiolive.com. That's reradiolive.com. Subscribe to our podcast. Discover more at reradiolive.com.